Marcos, Michelle speaking. Can I help you?
Michelle, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Michelle, I don't want to take much more of your time. I need to speak to somebody in charge of your cabinet sourcing, ma'am. Would that be you?
The cabinet what?
Sourcing, your kitchen and bathroom.
Okay. Sourcing, like you need an estimate?
I'm a manufacturing distributor, and I was wondering if I can give you some information, if you were interested.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Do you have are you the one in charge of the cabinet sourcing?
Well, I do all the books and the, folders and jobs and, the billing and all that. So I don't know. You need
okay,
to
well,
speak
maybe,
with maybe.
Maybe you can point me in the right direction here.
Yeah.
So I'm looking to speak to the person that makes the purchasing of the cabinets.
Oh,
okay.
That would be Jonathan. Yeah, he's the owner. So,
is Jonathan available?
Yeah, he's not, but he was, and he is in and out, so I can give him, if you have a number, a direct number, I can tell him to give you a call as soon as I see him.
I do have a direct number, Michelle, but let me ask you a question. Like I said,
uh-huh.
I asked if I might, maybe you can point me in the right direction
okay.
here. What if I send an email? Do you think that would be better?
Yeah, you can send an email to me, and then I can forward it to both Jonathan, and his mother also works here. She does some of the, payment, pays the invoices and that sort of thing.
But Michelle, are you really going to do it or are you just going to gatekeep me? Is that what you're going
to
do?
Oh, no, no. What is it? So you're from a cabinetry, company
Correct. So I work for a Cabinet Hub Direct, which is the Sons and Clarks, which we own the Faircrest line. And I was trying to pass that information along, but I would have to speak to the owner. Now,
yeah,
if
that would
that
be
you
Jonathan.
Can pass that information along, I have a lot of gatekeepers that just don't pass that information along. So before I waste
oh,
your
no,
time,
no.
Are you
going to
pass
it pass along? Yeah, no, and usually I hang up when it comes up spam calls because yours came up spam. And
okay.
I don't answer
those
calls.
Michelle, what was the number? Did it show up the
let
number?
Let me see.
Why would it come up as spam? I need to talk to my IT department about that. You mind me asking that phone
yeah,
number?
Yeah, actually it won't let me because I'm on it, but it did come up spam, so I don't know. And usually, like
yeah.
I said, I don't answer
I'm
those calls, and I'm trying to get us off of those spam lists. How did you get our number?
So what we do, Michelle, is we have a database with contractors, serve contractors, and builders.
Okay.
Out of Florida. That's my sector. We do
yep.
the whole United States, excluding Alaska and Hawaii. But so that's what I focus on. But since you're telling me it's coming up as spam, I need to know the number that's coming up because I need to bring that up. To my
right. Well, I can hang up and you can call me back. I just have to look at my caller ID and I can't do it when I'm on the phone. It won't let me.
Well, let's jump that. Let's jump
yep.
that. Do you mind me asking for the email so I can send the information over?
Yeah, let me
you
give you my email address. Actually, I'm going to give you Jonathan's because he's the
I have one. I have one on file, Monsieur. Do you mind me? Which
yeah, let me
John
see. Hold on.
Torres.
Let me get in there and see if it's – what do you have?
I have John Torres at MarcosCustomCabinetry.com.
All right. Let's see. That's his name, but I don't know. Let me just see. I want to see if that's correct here. Actually, hold on. I have Aliva call me. Hold on.
Take your time. Don't rush.